Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
And can you imagine a bunch of witnesses? Let's just say John G. Lake and Kenneth Hagin and Earl Robertson. All of them are, well, that club works. Chip, that's the club you want. Pointing at the word. Oh, that club, we've seen many miracles. 400 yards straight down the fairway miracles. We've had a lot of eagles and birdies and low scores and victories with that club. Well, let me see that club. That club don't work. And I made myself buy that club. That's right. Get a better grip. I'm going to make that club work for me because I know the club works. I'm not going to rely on somebody else forever. I'll get some lessons. I'll get some advice. But then I'm moving on. Now, we need to arise so much in our faith that the glory of God is seen on our face. Let us stand out and be a people of character. Be a people of a fundamental joy. Be a people that have a certainty and a steadiness no matter what happens in spite of conditions or adversity. But be that people. And God has always had those people in scriptures that stood out. He's had them in the Old Testament. He's had them in the New Testament. They stood out in such a way that no matter what came their way, they seemed to possess a secret, something that would enable them to triumphantly and victoriously overcome and rise up and be a champion. It's all through the scriptures. Well, it's all part of the plan. And now it's our turn. And that's our turn to shine. And spiritual depression will stop that plan. So we have got to get rid of it. It's a thing. My suggestion to start this thing off is, first things first, some of you got to say farewell once and for all to your past slice, to your past life, to your past sins. You got to let them go. You got to realize that your past has been covered and blotted out. Amen. Never look back. Press on, press in. Don't allow encumbrances. That means sin. Sin is an unnecessary weight. It's encumbrances. And there are entanglements, and they will slow your race down. So what do? You repent, and you move forward. And you know that they're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. I love what Bob Stoops said on that one situation. It is what it is. We don't like it, but it is what it is. We got to move forward. Amen. Arise in your faith. Camp out in faith. Camp out in love. Camp out in praise. Amen. And shine. And then you'll run free. You'll run unencumbered. There's nothing like running free. Man, just running. And yeah, we've done it. Has anybody experienced that? Running your race free. Nothing's tripping you up. And you're just watching Jesus add to the church, and you're watching, God's plan unfold. And then what's going to happen when we do this, and we're going to get some more instructions on how to do it, is then true happiness and joy await you, and that's when you're going to shine, and you'll experience a real joy and happiness and a freedom that you've never known before. And because you and I, here's what he said to me, which took me back to this. He said, because we have been justified by faith. Everybody say justified. Justified. That's a legal term. Say, I've been justified, by faith. Justified. Justified. Meaning everything is legal in the courtrooms of heaven. You remember the courtrooms of heaven? When we talked about Robert Henderson, and I was, Mom and I were on Sid Roth, and a man named Robert Henderson was after us. So we stayed and watched and listened and then went out to dinner and just shook our world. And he had this experience with God. Now, God said to me, I want you to go back there and look at this. And I'm thinking, why? We're talking about spiritual depression. And so I do. I was obedient, and I did, and I went back in here. And you can ask Candy that I came running in there going, look, this is why. I love those moments, and you'll see why. So what happened was Robert Henderson, they interviewed all of his church and people who knew him and other pastors. He was a pastor of a church, and you couldn't get a better role model of a pastor, this man. Now, you can go online and look this up and find his testimony, and he's got some books now and tapes and teaching of this experience that happened. And Sid Roth had said this is one of them. This impacted his viewing audience, one of the biggest things that's ever impacted his viewing audience. And I mean, millions from all over the world watch, because some of them took that driver and they went and changed their grip and they changed the way they did these things because of what they heard and started hitting it down the fairway, picking up your tee after that shot. You know what I'm talking about? Tim's like, he's been working it. All right, so are y'all with me on this, what God is doing with the driver and the word? Oh, man, everybody in that store, Chip, you got to have it. It costs hundreds more. Whoo! And I pick that thing up and, golly, same hit. That's what some people are doing week after week. And Lord help us, amen? So he was, everybody bragged on Sid, a man who walked in love and faith. What a pastor. And him and his son were running this church and doing this and a great work. And all of a sudden, his son gets attacked. There's an attack that comes on his son. And his son starts out with his wife left him. Wife left his son. Split up the marriage there in the church, and things started happening. And all of a sudden, depression comes on him. Now, here's where spiritual depression comes in, but this is not why I ran into Candy going, look, this is why he took me here. And he started to question God. He started questioning the club and the word, not fixing his grip, not owing it to what your part is, trying to get pastors to do it for you, trying to get loved ones to do it for you, or spiritual counseling to do it for you. No, you change your grip and watch it work for you. And there's going to be a day where I go, this club is awesome. I'm glad I got this club. Y'all see what I'm talking about? All right. So he starts questioning God and the club. Not the club, but I'm throwing that in there. Y'all are smart enough to, okay. And so he runs and he quits. He runs away and he quits and he's gone. Spiritual depression's hit him and they don't know where he's at. His dad, wonderful man of God, wonderful pastor, did everything right, prayed for 2 years. Every day, prayed, and nothing happens. Nothing happens. Okay? And so, all of a sudden, I don't remember exactly how it came upon him, but he was taken like from an out-of-body experience. And he said, I found myself in a courtroom. It's a vision, but he said it was real. And this is when everything changed. And he found himself in a courtroom. He looked around and he could tell this is the greatest courtroom ever. There's gold, this. And he realizes that he's in the courtroom of heaven. There is a courtroom of heaven. All right? We are justified by faith. Now listen to me. This whole thing, God's plan, is very legal. And until you understand, if you're not doing it legally, it ain't going to happen. Some of us are trying to be and doing things out of order and are not happening. And you know what will happen? Spiritual depression will come in on you. Opens the door. But all you simply have to do, and guess what's one thing legal? Faith. And we're justified, and we're to arise in faith so that spiritual depression doesn't come in. Is this getting anybody? Y'all realize that your drive's getting ready to be really good? What does that mean? Your life and your path and victory is getting ready to get good. Your scorecards get, whoa. Yeah. I like this game of life. And God needs you as a representative shining more than ever so that that dark world sees there's a solution. Instead of us going, praying for them. Why don't you pray right here? Why don't you quit pointing out other, why don't you pray right here? Lord, help me. Help me help them. Get a grip. I like that. So he's taken there, and the first thing the Lord got, he hears God talk to him in this courtrooms of heaven, and he says, my people know me as God and as Savior and as healer, as everything that we were, and Father, but they don't know me as judge, and they need to know me as judge. Now this is where crickets come out. I don't really want to know him. I don't really want to be judged. And that's such the wrong mentality of the judge he actually is. And we're going to see this, right? And so the Lord showed him that Satan, the adversary, is the accuser of the brethren, and he comes day and night accusing the brethren to him. In Ephesians 4, 27, 28 says, neither give place to the devil, let him that stole steal no more. In other words, he's looking to accuse you, looking for an opening. He's legally, Satan knows the legality of this whole thing. He's looking for a place and a right to attack you with what? Spiritual depression. So that you are not a representation of what God's army looks like. And the truth does not march on. The word Satan means adversary. And it's the Greek word anti-dekos. Anti means against. Guess what dekos means? Rights. Against one's rights. That's what Satan means. The word Satan means against your legal right. And so 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because you're, what does that mean? The one who's against your legal rights, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's not going to devour the ones who know their right.
Billy Brim Ministries would like to invite you to visit our home church, a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. AGC is where Miss Billy got started teaching Sunday school while editing for Kenneth E. Hagin. This was only the beginning of BBM. Today, Billy's son, Chip Brim, and his wife, Candace, now pastor at this very same church. If you're in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to join us. Follow us at A Glorious Church and plan out your visit or watch a live service at www.aglorious.church.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.